I would give it a 50-50 right now. And here's what, you know, I'm in Washington, and from the administration and from the House side of Congress, they're saying yes this year. But it's the Senate and Mitch McConnell who says this Congress. And the hurdles are pretty big that they have to cross. I mean, are we talking historic tax reform? Are we talking about just simple tax cuts? And you have opposition within the Republican Party to what's being worked out. That is really the hurdle right now.
If I'm President Trump, I'm sitting Mitch McConnell down and Paul Ryan down, putting my arm around him going, hey, guys, hey, my buddies, we've got to do something, because I think President Trump personally needs a legislative win before the end of 2017.
You're right. He does need a win before the end of 2017. However, he did sit down with Mitch McConnell and he did sit down with Paul Ryan, but he did not put his arms around them. That dinner they had, what was it, 2 weeks ago? You know, he has been firing salvos at his own party, at his leadership. And if you saw the 60 Minutes interview with Steve Bannon, you know, it was really fascinating, because what President Trump is doing is he's saying, look, I don't care Republican or Democrat. You're my party Republicans, but I need to get something done. And you weren't able to do it with health care. So I'm going to seek support wherever I can get it to get something done. So he has sent a message to Mitch McConnell and to Paul Ryan. And it's not a we're best friends forever kind of message.
Well, and the difference here, we've heard about tax cuts before. The difference here is Trump really wants to totally undo this thing and remake it so that we simplify the tax code and we make sure there's tax cuts for the big business folks so they can create more jobs. And I guess that's the sticky point.
There are lots of sticky points, but that's one of them. Remember, the president is insisting that we have a middle-class tax cut. He said it yesterday. That's his priority, and not going to do so much for the wealthy. What they're probably going to do, as we've seen from the House blueprint, is three income tax rates, 15, 25, 35. That sounds like a tax cut for the super wealthy who make, I think, once you start making over, I think, $400,000 a year, you get taxed at 39%. I'm not sure of the actual number. But what they're going to do is repeal the deductions for state and local income taxes, and people who itemize, who tend to be the wealthy, that's where, even if their income tax rate falls, they're going to lose deductions. And what they're saying in the administration is that makes it a no-win but a no-lose for the wealthy. For the middle class, 25% with a increasing your standard deduction for a married couple, $24,000, that's going to be a big win. So that's where they're going. Where they're stuck right now, I can tell you, on Capitol Hill, the president wants a 15% corporate tax rate. Congress is telling him 20 to 25%. He's insisting on 15. The numbers don't add up. But, you know, Congress has this magic way, call it the new math. They'll make the numbers add up, even if in our world they don't. In another bizarro world, they will. And they call it dynamic scoring. You know, they're having a debate right now, and I won't get into the details, over current law or current policy. That should tell you that these people are still trying to figure out what the definition of is.
All right, Adam, to pull a line, we're out of time, but to pull a line from Dumb and Dumber, so you're saying there's a chance.
He's telling me there's a chance.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm going to be like a PhD economist. There's a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Fox Business anchor Adam Shapiro.